The Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow, and in the sowing, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. If you have ears, hear." Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the dominion of heaven and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while. And when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of this age and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields in one case 100-fold, in another 60, and in another 30. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God, our loving parent, and the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
How is it that some words can produce such different results in us in different contexts and in different times and places? The other day I was doing a New Yorker crossword puzzle with my spouse, which means actually I was doing a crossword puzzle in her general presence and would occasionally annoy her when I couldn't figure out what the answer was. And in this case, the clue was spelled G-U-F-F-A-W-E-D. And I was very confused. I turned to Brittany and I said, what is guffaway? She gave me a look and said, "Carrie, do you mean guffawed?" Of course. I know this word. I have known this word in my life, but at this day, on this day, that word seemed like it was from a completely different language. Guffawed. Okay. I must say this word may remain guffawed in my household, mostly at my expense into perpetuity. Why is it that words land differently for us on different days? Or, as we are asked to consider in today's gospel text, why does the word land differently or take root differently in our lives for different people and in different contexts? How can it be that the gospel, the glorious good news of God's love we have come to know through Jesus, crucified and risen, how is it that it may be snatched up sometimes by words? Or may live only a short time in us, or if we are lucky, it may take root in our hearts and become bounteous crops of tomatoes and zucchinis and jalapenos. Why does the word take root and grow differently in different people and at different times? This is the question we are to consider today. The scripture text we are considering today is actually the third of five very important sermons from the Gospel according to Matthew. And in this particular speech, Jesus was so popular that he had to go out into a boat to get away from the crowds so that he could just say what he wanted to say. But even from the boat, things didn't get a whole lot clearer. So you heard, as you heard, Jesus said, a sower came out to sow, and some seeds fell on a path, and the birds came and ate them, and other seeds fell on rocky ground, and they grew, but then they got eaten up, they died when the sun rose, and then other seeds fell among thorns, and then the weeds came, and other seeds fell on good soil. And they grew and brought forth 100-fold, or 60-fold, or 30-fold. Okay, never fear. There's an explanation. So what we have next is the explanation of that parable. And in that explanation, we hear, anyone who hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. And then the seeds that were sown on the rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and receives it with joy, but only has a small root, and it endures only for a while. And as for the seeds that were sown among thorns, the cares of this age and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But the seeds that were sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it. So, are you clear? Are you a seed? Are you the soil? Are you a weed? What is this about? This explanation doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. A good friend, though, an Episcopal priest, wrote to me the other day as we were trying to work out this parable. He said, if you don't find parables fun, you're doing them wrong. Okay. Fine, I take that correction. But also, what do we do with these parables? How are we to understand Jesus' words when they seem to contradict one another sometimes? Like the disciples, we may be confused. But it seems to me that in this particular case, in this parable, what leads to our confusion is that we think, whether we are seeds or the soil, that the field upon which we live life is neutral. If anything is clear, it's this, that the life we live, the soil we live on, is not neutral for everybody. Some of us are citizens, and some are not. Some of us have education, and some do not. And some of us are differently abled, and some of us are women. And some of us are born into money, and some of us are struggling just to put one foot in front of another. In other words, some of us are born and live and are on rocky soil, and some of us are born and live on good soil, and it's not the same for everybody. Which is why it is a lie to say that everyone should be able to just pull themselves up by their bootstraps. Or, using the words of today's gospel, it's a lie to think that everyone should be able to produce a bumper crop of goodness, or righteousness, or of happiness, or of joy every single day. Not all soil is the same. And so I want to call us back to the parable. This is called the parable of the sower. It's not the parable of the seeds or the parable of the soil. And I think that is very important. We may twist ourselves into pretzels trying to discern if we are the seed or the soil or the right kind of seed or the right kind of soil, but this parable is ultimately about the sower and who the sower is. Here again, this word of scripture from John. This is where this took me today. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Again, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. What this means to me is that when God came among us as our brother Jesus, the Word itself became vulnerable. Just as seeds are vulnerable. My first call was in a farming church in rural Illinois. And I remember talking with one of our church members, Barb, who was a farmer, and she said, you know what, you can do whatever you want with seeds, and they're going to do what they're going to do. And I think that that's what we are hearing in this parable today. When God became flesh and dwelt among us, when the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, the Word became vulnerable and subject to the same trials and tribulations, evils and injustice that we live through every day. The Word may fall on good soil or it may not. It may grow or it may not. We may understand it, or we may take it into our hearts, or we may not. It may be that it takes some time even for the Word to actually take root in our hearts and grow. So what this tells me is that like any farmer, the sower, the great sower is a little bit foolish, a little bit reckless, and definitely overly generous. The sower is even now sowing seeds among us that may never take root and grow. This reminds me of what I read once, which is that Jesus tells parables not to make things clear, but to reveal the grand mystery of the kingdom of God and to make us think. Amen? Not to make things clear for us, but to make us think and consider. We don't always understand it, though we work to bring it to fruition on earth as it is in heaven. Amen?
Amen.
Is any of this clear today?
Yes.
What is clear to me is this. Our business as a community and as a church is to sow seed. And to sow the Word along with Jesus. And what happens next is in the hands of God. It's not in our hands. This is not a parable of the seeds. It's not a parable of the soil. It's a parable of the one who became vulnerable enough to live among us, with us, and to plant seeds of love in a world where weeds seem to have free reign. Now, farming parables may seem very far from our reality where we are sitting today, in the middle of a university campus in Cambridge. But we do know something about sowing seeds, don't we? We know something about casting ourselves out, even recklessly, trusting in God to enable the growth. I don't know if we're the seeds or we're the soil or we're the weeds. It doesn't really matter. But what I know is that I am so grateful and joyful to be embracing the recklessness of the sower. I am joyful that we can be together fools for Christ, fools for the gospel. We have both breakdancing and Palestinian deputy groups meeting in this place right here. Amen? I am joyful that we have art shows and musical groups bringing real-life art into a world dominated by artificial everything. Amen? I am joyful that we are still a place where people find, in this room exactly, a place for recovery, and also in our building for safe housing, and a place to volunteer and grow skills for the future. Amen? All of this may be foolish to other people. All of this may seem funny. People may have even guffawed about it. But we are sowing seeds. And we trust that whether we are the seeds or the soil or the weeds, that we will at least, we know, we trust that we are part of the garden and that we have an important part of co-creating the kingdom of God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. And now, as I talked about how words can be confusing at different times and in different places, I want to leave you with a few words from one of my favorite poets, the late Andrea Gibson, from a collection of poems entitled Pole Dancing to Gospel Hymns. She wrote, "When your heart is broken, you plant seeds in the cracks, and you pray for rain. And you teach your sons and daughters there are sharks in the water, but the only way to survive is to breathe deep and dive." Dear people, I pray that our hearts will continue to be broken. Not broken apart, but broken open, so that we may join Jesus in sowing seeds of love and sowing the word and trusting God, our loving parent, to make the growth happen of our hearts. Amen.
Amen. Amen.